Blog Talk Radio.
Well, mother is a message, got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
greetings and alafia. Welcome to another Wednesday in the Care to Read Room. I'm glad to have you joining us this evening as we venture upon another day in the topic of reparation. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the room is now open, and officially you can call in at 646-478-0270. And we are going to be talking about the sustainability. What are the programs that we can get involved in that pertains to sustainability that will possibly give us our reparation? If you're out there in the audience and you have some 2 cents to put in this conversation, bring your 2 cents in the room. Call in. We'd love to hear your comments. We've been talking about reparation the whole month, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't noticed, on my webpage, there is a video depicting 21st century slavery. That's right, here in the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen, one of the geologists has discovered in 16 states where slavery still exists. And you say we don't deserve reparation because we didn't go through slavery. We have lineage and relative and kinfolk right now who are fighting to get out of slavery. That's right, who have been doing chattel slavery. They have been working on the crops, and they've not been paid, and they've been held hostage. And we're wondering what in the world was the Emancipation Proclamation created for, and how could their rights be violated without them knowing that slavery had ended? You take the journey, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and read all the articles on YouTube concerning this particular problem. There is a lawsuit going forward, I understand. There's a team of people who are involved in the reparation right now as I speak that are pulling together. I told you that somebody was going to have to pay for slavery. I told you that eventually we are going to get our reparation. Now, there is some information coming from Dick Gregory where he talks about, irregardless of what happened with the government extending money, there will be a reparation paid, he said, in the near future because of the tobacco trades. Now, what we really need to do is to harness up on our discussion and our information. Some of us are talking off the cuff who don't have valid information, who might not have even ever read any of these documentation. There's currently a class action suit being charged right now coming out of Illinois. Right there in Illinois, slavery was discovered, as well as Indiana and the other southern states, 16 states to be exact. Now, these peonage files that are in the archive can be accessed. And the genealogist actually was able to get a hold of the files and interview one of the families. That's right. It's right there on the video. If you don't believe me, it's not according to Garth. You can go right there on that video on my website, and you can view that video and follow along with the other ones. I want you to be well-equipped, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know the topic and discussion, and I want you to be able to do a bit of research. Now, what this whole segment was all about was to fill you in on the fact that 21st century slavery is still going on, and on some issues about how can we proceed with asking for reparation. I told you once before that I didn't want you asking anyone for filthy lucre. I didn't want you asking anyone for money. But there were other monetary gains that we could ask for. And I read you a couple of those articles coming from the Native Americans. And I told you some of the ways that we can get our sovereignty. And you might want to go back and look at some of those tapes on demand. Now, I did promise you a guest for this evening. However, we won't have that guest until Friday, and hopefully they'll come in Friday. We're hoping and banking. The gentleman and his wife, they run a store, and sometimes things get cumbersome. So I understand, but nevertheless, the most important thing is that you call in the room. Come in the room, make your comments, and give your input. I'd like to thank you so much for following me along the way. I have a lot of new listeners. I like to applaud all those new listeners. I tried to get out to your site to acknowledge and thank you for coming into the room. Please keep supporting us. I'm finding all kinds of organizations that are out there to overturn situations for African Americans and to expose things and to bring about information, because we know how plentiful information is and how we become informative by guarding ourselves with information. Now, are we going to solve the problem here on this air today about reparation? No, not probably in this particular segment, but what we're going to do is expose a few things so that the problem gets pushed to a head and more visible to the common person like you and I. And ladies and gentlemen, why don't you get ready and get that list out of your ancestors so we can begin to meditate. Now, every day we're going to meditate and we're going to call on the ancestors, because this is where we do our best fighting at. We fight and war not against flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of the strongholds. Our weapons are spiritual. And as we gain more momentum and understanding how to pray and meditate in the spirit, now I want to tell you something else. I don't know if you remember when Omi told you she came out of religion. And I'm not telling anybody in this room to come out of religion, but I had to come out of religion. I had to step out of religion. I had to get self out of the way so God can use me. Because I had religion wrapped around me, I was mesmerized by religion, just as a lot of us were or are. I was sold out lock, stock, and barrel. Then I discovered that the only thing I needed to do was to find religion inside of myself and to press God forward. I discovered that the real God resides within me, and no amount of scriptures or reading could make me any holier than sitting with myself on a day-to-day basis of meditating. I want to thank you for sitting with me every day as I call upon my higher self and upon my ancestors, that I get to know the mind of God. And I didn't say the mind of Christ, the mind of God. And as I press God forward in me, you guys should see more God in me now than you did when you first met me. You should begin to see the Shekinah glory all over me, and God should be residing with me, because I'm pushing him or her forward, and I prefer to say her. However you choose what you want, but your Godhead should be showing up inside of you. I went on this sabbatical so that I could stop dividing myself amongst my brothers and sisters about what religion I was. Well, I'm a Pentecostal. Well, I am a new age. Well, I am a new thought. Well, I am a Episcopalian. I am Lutheran. You see, when you chop people up with all of these divisions of religion, it seeks to further divide us. We have no more commonality with each other because we have divided ourselves. According to last time I checked, we were all still Africans. And one thing we know for sure, there's only one question at the end of the day, and that is to be or not to be African. And I choose to be African. All that other stuff about denomination, I gave it back. I gave up my membership and gave it back and decided to spend more one-on-one time with God to get to know the mind of God. I'm telling you, the only way that you can truly find God is through sitting with yourself and counting breaths. You must remember, God did not give us religion. Man gave us religion. We did not need to be civilized or reserved for religion. We did not need religion. There was no book to govern Africans at that time. Religion came up out of us, ladies and gentlemen. We were the callers to prayer. Religion was already embedded in us. We have not gotten any better in these institutions called church. We have not saved any more people. We have not vindicated any more children. just because someone was so-called saved and brought to the church. We've got to wake up. If we're going to become spiritual and if we are going to become closer to God, we have got to spend more time residing in the Spirit. Why do you think I take you through the Spirit every day? I get out of myself so God can use me, speaking visions through me, speaking prophecy through me. As I speak to you doing the talking cure, I'm out of myself. Myself is no longer a part of the ceremony, only Spirit. I teach you these things so that you can light your candles, so that you can go in the Spirit, so that you can fight in the Spirit. This is where we fought for reparation, in the Spirit. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because when we gear up, our weapons are not carnal. Through the pulling down of strongholds, we call things that be not as though they were in the Spirit realm. And as we fight in the Spirit realm, those things we couldn't do in the natural, we create an opportunity to do those in the Spirit. And when we come out of the Spirit, we consider it done. We decree a thing, ye God's little children, and you have overcome them. You no more need religion than you did when you first was born here. When you were first born here, you were equipped with everything you needed. Everything you needed. Then why then did religion come upon you? Religion was created for those who needed to be civilized. We have fallen so far away from ourselves, and we've allowed religion to become a sedative, a morphine, a drug, an addiction. That's right. It is no more than an addiction that we've allowed to come up on us. The real work that we do, ladies and gentlemen, is in the Spirit. The real fighting and warring that we do is in the Spirit. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen, and stay tuned for station identification as we come back at you in the air, in the Spirit, and I will be brief.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another segment of Reparation. We have newcomers out there in the atmosphere. We want to welcome those new listeners and thank you very much for being a part of the Talking Cure session. I'd like to tell you that this program is underwritten by Project 2019. We are a family and consumer science organization. If you'd like to check out our website, that's on my page there. I will be hooking up a link to that page where you can go to our university, well, actually our Family Life Center, which will be focusing in on sustainability. There's a workshop that we're urging a lot of our youth to sign up for. That workshop is going to be in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where they're going to teach the youth about sustainability and how to develop their own organic industry and get involved. That's right. There are 4 workshops that they're offering, and I think that's around the latter part of March, if I'm not mistaken. And those workshops are set up for a fee. Once you finish, you can obtain information for how to set up your non-for-profit organization or for-profit. They also will give you workshops on how to write a business plan and so on and so forth. You definitely want to check that out. that link will be made available hopefully this weekend. You can go out there and check out that website. It was done by yours truly, myself. I am a novice. I only work with the templates. I'm not a professional in the area of setting up websites. However, nevertheless, because I love the audience so much, I attempted to put these websites up. And what I want you to do is get the information, call, and try to figure out how to schedule the youth to go to those workshops. Then there will also be workshops for adults as well. And we are embarking up on our whole mission, and that is to bring about more African traditional training. As you know, we focus in on doing the rites of passage. We are now making a whole soul mission, rites of passage for the youth, as well as a certificate program for the elders. Now, we are putting programs together right now, getting our curriculum, which hopefully in another 6 months we will have all that in place, if not sooner. Then you'll be able to take those classes in various different locations of the 50 states and be able to obtain your certificate. We're trying to see how we can offer them in a webinar online, so no matter where you are, you could take those classes, and you can be face-to-face with your Omi. Isn't that great? You have Omi in the middle with your tittle. Then you can ask all the questions you want. You can come and greet me right here in my home. Come and have dinner with me as I teach the class. Go in the living room and just kick back. That's right. I'm a friendly person. I love guests in my home. So we're going to try to set that up so that we can eventually have those in a form of a webinar. If not, you will be greeting me in some hotel where we're offering the classes. What we want to do is get our elders certified and certificated so that they will know how to get permission for the young and the youth to speak. And right about now, I'm going to be obedient and ask the elder if I have permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak in this room today?
Yes, you do have permission to speak today.
Thank you so much, Elder. That is our residence elder. And before we do anything, I'm teaching you to let your youth understand that they are to dobale their elders. And that means to touch the ground and bow their knees and ask for permission to speak. Because sometimes we can go head on with the program and our elders know that we're out of order. It's important to get their permission because they are held accountable for what we do and say. Once again, also on that website, ladies and gentlemen, please go out there. There is going to be, hopefully next week we can get you going out there, there's a segment of videos that tell you how to go back and to be tested to find out what your DNA is. There's a kit that you can order to find out, for a fee, of course, what your DNA is. That money doesn't come to me. It goes directly to the corporation. There's also a series of videos with young people talking about when they discovered their DNA. I also want you to view the Emancipation Proclamation that's out there as well, and the continued videos on slavery for the 21st century. Now, on that website, you will be introduced to the tribe and myself, Terrell Garth, William Garth. We will also have Jamel's information out there in the future and our resident elder. And you can read a little bit about our backgrounds, who we are, and some things that we have done in our profession. You will also get a chance to view our mission statement and a little bit about our purpose and why we came about. You definitely want to stay up to date because we intend to have a multiplicity and a plethora of all kinds of things for you to do, parenting classes where we can hook you up with getting your 6 credit hours in parenting. Some of you might need to get your parental rights back. Our whole institute is for the family. We work with at-risk families. We also work with those families who have challenges and those families who are just extraordinary and just need a little help. So in our packaging, we are going to provide information for families who have children that are on an IEP. One of my specialty areas was, in the past when I was teaching, was working with families who had children on IEPs that needed help to to move bureaucracy in the school system. That's what we're going to help them do. Break through the laws and regulation of the 94-142 laws, and their they may even have their state laws that they need to get through. We're going to help them find out how to get articles of incorporation and articles that will tell them about their special education laws to help them with their children in the school system. That's where the Challenging and Exceptional Families program will be. And you can gain that information and find out about workshops and seminars throughout the 50 state. We are a clearance house. We offer you information and referral. And as a Family Life Center, we also are responsible for things in the community such as lectures and discussion and panels. So we hope to be of service to you, whereas if you can't get out to go to these facilities, our main goal is to put them up on some type of webinar or the ability to screen our video so you can see what's coming up. Now, we'll also like to alert you, ladies and gentlemen, there is an ASCAT convention coming up in March in Washington, D.C. You certainly want to get your families ready to go to ASCAT's convention. This is an African Study of Civilization where they're going to have speakers and panels. It's going to be an ordeal, a great African-American event to attend. You want to put that on your calendar. I think that is in, if I'm not mistaken, the don't let me give you the date on it because I don't have it in front of me, but it is coming up, and you'll be able to see it on my website in the future. Now, the one website that you'll see now is just a little bit about dealing a little bit about not the institution, but it will talk a little bit about our, I can't think of the name of the thing that I'm trying to say, but literally it'll tell you a little bit about OMI and about where I got my training from as a priestess and a little bit about what our intentions are, and then it will take you to the other website and you can see more detailed information. You can check out my video, my CDs, and also my poetry books on that page. So that website, when you plug in right there on my when you go right to my webpage, you can be able to go in and ascertain some of the video, some of the tapes. You can download some of the single poetries if you like. They're free of charge. Please do go take advantage of that. Now, I did say you're going to have a test, and don't think the elephant has forgotten. I have a complete test prepared for you, and that link, hopefully I'm working on it this weekend, will be linked in. And I will ask you to go and answer as many questions as you can. There is not going to be a grade. You won't be judged. It'll be just for discussion so that we can have some input and you can start at a particular point of asking questions and answering questions. So because we're rolling up on our last week of the subject, and Friday will basically be our last week, we're going to try to have everything up for you Saturday so you can go into that room, take some of the questions, answer them, play around with them, come back in the room for discussion. And I urge you to come in as we get ready for our talking cure. Let's get ready for the talking cure. The ancestors are waiting so patiently as we get ready for meditation. As I get ready for libation, I like to cleanse myself by pouring water and cleansing myself. As I wash my face with the water and wash my hands, then I pour water to the ground and say, Ashe, Ashe. And I pour libation to the west. And I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. Ashe. I pour libations to the east. And I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south. And I say, Ashe. I set a glass of water before my mother's side of the family. And I say, Ashe. I set a glass of water in front of my father's side of the family. And I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's side of the family, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my father's side of the spirits, and I say, Ashe. I say, so be it, so let it be done. I call on Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I call on Clara Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. Tommy P. Harvey, Ashe. Esther Lee Pope, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. I call on Ludell James, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Nisha Lilly, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Ashe. Clipper Bracken, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. Elijah Day, Ashe. Ivory Day, Ashe. I call on Tom Harvey, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. I call on Mikey Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. I say, so be it, so let it be done. And I like to call on all those souls unbeknown to us who are still yet on their way through the annals and the bellies of those ships as they come through the Pacific, across the Atlantic, as they travel through the door of return, and as they look back into the annals of the history and leave their loved ones behind. May those new slaves that are found in the 21st century, may their souls forevermore be settled, and may their spirits be content, and may they find their way homes to their family, and those that were lost in the Middle Passage, who were still trying to find their souls and their loved ones and their way back home. And told those unborn spirits who are yet in the womb, I call them forward today. And I ask them to light the way, to open the door, to make our transition easy, to bring Filthy Lucre to us so we are able to handle our business, to bring not only Filthy Lucre to us, but allow us to get over the grain house. Give us the authority so that we can set up a sovereign nation. Give us the ability to be able to call things that be not as though there were and walk in the annals of the gods. Help us to see ourselves and to know thyself position. Help us to know that the mind carries with it the DNA of our ancestors. And in our medulla oblongata, therein lies the actual code that we have been missing to find ourselves. Help us to unlock the code today, that we may discover our greatness and who we were as ancient people. Help us to see that it only takes a giant to define a thing and speak things as though they were. It only takes someone to govern themselves in a way that others will begin to acknowledge their leadership. Let us walk in the leadership and the counsel of the gods. Let us take dominion like you have told us in our spirit that ye are God, little children, and that ye have overcome them. Let us take dominion now. Let us speak things that be not as though they were. Help us to learn which manner of man we are, or woman, and let the real Godhead come forward, the woman. Let her come forward now. Let her reveal her true identity to the world and to her African tribe. Let there be light. Let there be peace. Now let there be light and let there be peace. I speak peace over the situation, over in warring areas and land. I speak peace over America, where there is no peace. Call forth your soldiers, your foot soldiers, and let us fight not against principalities and high places, but let us do our work in the spirit as we come before you today, saints, elders, ancestors, and deities of Orisha. Obatala, we call you forward today to do your thing the best way you know how. Shango, we call forth your spirit today to set the captive free. Oduduwa, we call forth your spirit today.
Come, and though they may blow, because
we win. We fight and wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and high places today. So as we claim our victory today, victory is ours in the Spirit. And all that we say today, we decree that our finances will be overflowing. We will have abundance to be able to lend and not borrow. We will have abundance to take care of all matters of our finances. And what we say in the Spirit, we decree it. It will come to pass. And we acknowledge that which we say today. And we call it to us in the Spirit. We call forth prosperity to us in the Spirit. Cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgressions.
Among us in the 21st century, even yet, that are still in bondage. And didn't we say that the Emancipation Proclamation would free us? Didn't Lincoln give us the go ahead to be free? But I'll say, can you see? Did someone forget about our people and leave them behind? Join me as we listen to Oh Say Can You See.
Oh Say Can You See, read by the author Omiinka Bidiako Garth. Oh, say, can you see the Statue of Liberty waving at me? America, the beautiful she once used to be, shedding her light ever so bright even through dawn's early night. Now my future doesn't look so bright. Oh, say, can you see the Statue of Liberty? Is she waving at me with her once opening doors where they were once closed and rearranging the positions we hold? Now with the people free, they can get up. They can get up off their knees to stand equal beside every man with pride. Oh, say, can you see? Is the Statue of Liberty, is she waving her hand at me? You said education was the key, and that you wanted all men to be free. Once receiving the higher knowledge, now after I've obtained the college, affirmative action would now be abolished. Is there no place for me left here in society? Oh, say, can you see? Is the Statue of Liberty, is she waving her hand at me? While looking back in retrospective, it seems that you have now neglected to look at your reflection to see if you have waved in my direction. Is this one soul that will never be saved? All because you forgot to wave. Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see?
Ladies and gentlemen, join me as I read a poem by Lane Mecca, and that poem is entitled, They Said the Sister Was a Poet. They said the sister was a poet. They didn't say she would make me clap and scream. They only said she was a poet. Not that she had the acting as a fool. Amending and right-oning and a few, I heard that. And hand clapping and fanning and grinning and nodding with strangers. They only said she was a poet. I didn't expect the sister, the friend. I didn't know what she would be. They said she was a poet. Okay, I'd like to give you a definition of what we believe and a little bit about what the Yoruba believes. We are focusing in on the African traditional way of lifestyle for the Yoruba, not that we are perpetrating or introducing religion to anyone or denomination. This is the way of life that we choose to go here in this classroom. What the Yoruba believe is that there is one supreme God, ladies and gentlemen, and there's no devil, that's right, no devil, except for the day when you were born and the day you're supposed to die. There is not a single event in one's life that cannot be forecast. That's right. Now, what does that mean exactly, Omi? That means exactly what we can do is begin to learn how to divine properly and to see into the lives of ourselves and others. Hold on for 1 minute. Let me take a drink of water, that is. Excuse me. And what that means is divining one's life to see into the future and forecast what that person's life may be. We can also circumvent and change things in one's life. We believe as Yoruba people that you can forecast and direct that person's life if they're off course. And we believe that there is no one way or path to Jesus. And that to God, and that there is no path that actually comes from Jesus where no other person can be saved other than the name of Jesus. We do not believe that. Okay. And as I said, that we believe that you can forecast, if not change the path of a person's life through the Spirit. And after death, we believe that you are reincarnated. That's right. You come back through the bloodline of your ancestorship, and you live again. You're immortal in the spirit. The flesh will die, of course, but the flesh never can die. We believe that melanin vibrates even unto the grave, that there is a frequency. We also believe that this child that is born into the bloodline and represents the reincarnation of an elder, loved one. And divination is very important, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't learned about divination, you might want to go Google it and understand that it is a reading that is given to you for your destination and forecast your future. Okay, divination serves as a roadmap for your path, and it's very important that you get divinations and that you learn about who to go to give you proper readings. I did talk to you earlier about the fact that Yoruba faith believes in divination. There is a book that you can purchase to find out more about divination, and there are also priests and priestesses that will give readings to give you direction for your life, and every priest normally, every 4 days, they do a reading to do a direction for their life. Our ancestors exist, and we believe this, ladies and gentlemen, with all of our heart and soul, that they're not just dead people. And we don't believe that they're just in the grave. We believe they have power and authority. We believe that they have power and authority, and we must honor, respect, and consult them. By calling on them on a day-to-day basis and paying homage with them, we do believe it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And as I say, we also believe in the deities, the Orishas. And you heard me call forth their names. The Orisha is a force of nature. Nature is our friend, ladies and gentlemen. That is who we have our communion with. When you go into communing with nature, that becomes your religion as you acknowledge all of nature and tie it into your life. Nature will make the arrangements, the necessary arrangements for your life, for your accomplishment. Nature is rooting for you, and nature works with you. And that is why you must take care of nature and be obedient to make sure that nature and you are in line with one another. Okay, we also believe that within us is a God, and that is the God that we call Ori. Excuse me. That is a God that we call Ori that has been laid on each of our heads that will never transition away from us. He cannot go anywhere. He will go all the way with us. And that is our individual God, not some God out in the atmosphere and the planetorial sky, but the God that has been placed within you. You must wake the God up. It's submerged in water. It can hear you, and it must hear you. You must wake it up every day by going through rituals and calling the God forth. It will not come out unless you unleash the God in you so you can communicate with God. We also must understand that while we're developing, God will grow up inside of us. We need not have any need for someone to civilize us in a church. We are civilized through being and just becoming. And we were becoming and being when we came to this earth. And no amount of scripture reading or Bible thumping and reading and calling out will change a person. Your destiny has been carved out. You must know your destiny and find your destiny through divination. It's very important that you understand that we've been all called to be priests and priestesses. Why not become a priest or priestess and begin to do the work of a priestess? It is a great work. It is a journey. It is an honorable work. Why not seek out priest and priesthood and get involved with the rites of passage as a stepping stone to go in to the line of priesthood And that is what we believe, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. And what the Yoruba does reject, let me go on here, it says, to live within us and deal with the affairs of man, you must serve initiates harm, and to answer, we must not do harm to nature, and we must not do harm to each other. And we must remember which we are spirit, and spirit is what we are trying to preserve, our physical, mental, emotional realm of our existence. We go into an emotional realm like I took you into and the talking cure to solve our problems. That is where you go to church and solve the problems that the pastor cannot correct or that you can't correct. And you ask God to help you in the spirit. You ask God to assist you in the spirit. And when you come up out of the spirit in the natural man, your problems begin to vanish because that is where you see yourself walking in wholeness. If you do this on a day-to-day basis, you will have your church home. You will have your quiet time with God, and you will begin to look more and more like God as the Shekinah glory shines all over you. And that is how you become close to God and get to have a mind of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the things that we reject are, we reject that we are born in sin. We do not believe that we're born in sin. God will not make something imperfect come out of his body. We do not believe we're born in sin, and the Europeans did not civilize the African. It was the other way around. And there is no Greek philosophy, only African spirituality. And Jesus Christ is not the only way to God. That is not true, ladies and gentlemen. We must begin to introduce truth and break down some of the fallacies. There are many paths to get to God, and Christianity is not the only way. We do not believe that. And that is what we believe, ladies and gentlemen. And from time to time, you will hear us read African dialect. And I'd like to read you some African dialect and in the native tongue so that you can remember that we do have an African language and we ought to be learning our African language and speaking it from time to time. And we ought to understand how important it is. The icon, what do they say about them? They say the body is dead, but they say keep living, and they say the body is going back to the earth, but the spirit just keeps moving. Iba ye ye, Iba baba, Iba uluru, Moji ba igungun, Moji ba igun. As surely as Aye makes the wind to blow, and as surely as the storms bring change, all life cycle must transform. Must transform. All things must rearrange. As surely as the ocean, we say that the ocean runs deep, and the Ikun, they walk again, and they say the dead do not sleep. If you don't take care of the ancestors, ladies and gentlemen, exactly how do you expect them to take care of you? And then you are out, when you are out there in the madness of the world, and then you must expect them to take care of you. What are you going to do if they don't? Iba ye ye, Iba baba, Iba oloru, Moji ba igungu, Moji ba igungu. Now we can go to our God, the Orisha. All of this is necessary. All of that is called for. And all of that is very cool. But don't forget about the ancestors, lest you become a damn fool. It's just like Elosha used to say. It's just like Elosha used to say. You are an ancestor, come back to walk again. So when you go to the ancestors, my sisters and brothers, it's where you begin. Now I think that it's deep. I think that it's truly profound, and there's no time left for nonsense, nor time for fooling around. They say we are the closest to the ancestors. They want us to succeed. So I break to my knees in a heartbeat to ask and say I say for what I need. So we fall down to the ground and we revere and honor the dead. Yes, it's time. We say, yay, yay, Toby, Baba Toby, just what do you want me to do? Iba, yay, yay. Iba, yay, yay. And Iba, Baba. Iba olorun, muji ba igungun, muji ba igungun. They say honor and respect the ancestors, all of those that have come before. They say build the house for the ancestors and open up the door. They say honor and respect the shores of home. They say honor those that survive the middle passage and their souls were left to roam. They say honor and respect the ancestors starting with you and starting with me, starting with all those who cannot see, who pray on your behalf and deep down in the middle of the night. They say honor your ancestors. Elevate all those strong spirits that never once gave up the fight. Iba ye ye, iba baba, iba rolla room, iba mojiba ugungun. So we build the dead a house and we dress and bless the shrine. We invite our people to the earth to come. And then we open up our minds. We light a candle for our mothers, people, our fathers' people too. Then we feed the dead faithfully. That's what we have to do. We pray for Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. We pray for Iwapelu. And then we open to the earth to commune. And then we open up our minds. We light a candle for our mother's people, our father's people too. Then we feed the dead faithfully. That's what we have to do. We pray for Iwapelu, good character and good conduct, each and every day. And each and every single day, then we sit down beside and be quiet and listen what they have to say. We listen to what they have to say. We listen to what they have to say. We create a mask and a robe for the ancestors. Every day, then we sit down quiet and listen to what they have to say. When the time comes, we make a mask and a robe and juju and beautiful cloth. We invite the dead to walk again. What a magnificent parade. Iba ye, iba baba, iba oloru, moji ba igungu, moji ba igungu, iba ye ye, iba baba, oloru, moji ba igungu, moji ba igungu, iba ye ye, iba baba. Ladies and gentlemen, we must acknowledge the ancestors and what they have to say by consulting them and paying homage to them. We must also remember that they will come back from the dead. We must create a shrine for them so that when they come back, we can receive them. It's very important that we understand we must honor our ancestors. We must honor them to a point where we no longer believe that they're dead and that they can exist in the spirit realm. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many of you have done that, but continue to do that. Now, we said we were going to be talking about dealing with reparation that has information dealing with sustainability. Now, I want to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I have been talking quite a bit about sustainability. I have been telling people that we must get involved with sustainability and learning to become self-reliant and go back to our farming days. That's right. They have already decided in many lawsuits to settle with the black farmers, meaning that there will be filthy lucre available. Those young people who don't know what to major in school, there are all types of programs under organic gardening and recycling, dealing with panels, electrical recycling under the green. And what I'm proposing is that we look at how can reparation be paid to us when we go back to put proposals together for working in organic industries. And it's not only just with the vegetables and the gardening. There are people getting involved in the cattle process of making raw milk, of actually harvesting their own products. Once they grow the vegetables and the fruits, they are actually packaging products and marketing them. They're going to the market with their organic gardening certificate, of course, and they're participating in marketing and trading. We've got to get in on the reparation aspect of that. We've got to start asking how to answer an RFVP, how to put together a proposal for the organic industry. Is there a license, you ask, Omi? Yes, you must be licensed and certificated in order to do business as an organic gardener. You just can't, call yourself an organic gardener overnight. You must go through a process of completing classes and obtaining certificates so that you can become known as an organic gardener who can buy organic products and sell organic products. Now, there are a number of different juice factories that manufacture their own fruit to create juice. There are jams, there are jellies, and then there are also the bed and breakfast products where they go into body cleansers and body products made from edible foods. Women, this is an opportunity for you to make your own soaps, create your own body baths and your cell and your salt soaps and your cleansers. There's all sorts of ways to get into the organic process industry. You must, of course, have to have products that are not used with additives and fertilizers. Now, Omi made the mistake many years ago of growing all these beautiful crops and having this beautiful garden that I filled up with fertilizers. Wasn't I ashamed to learn that I was killing myself with these fertilizers until I learned more about organic gardening? Now, I'm not being facetious. What I'm saying to you is don't go calling yourself an organic gardener knowing that you're slipping a little fertilizer in there. It won't work. It won't. You have got to swear to allegiance, take some type of test to get that certificate license to say that you're an organic gardener. You want to feed life to your people. And I'm saying this because there's a lot of us that need to go into raw foods, a lot of us that need to know. We could tell the government, open up the opportunity and the doors for us to go to these workshops and seminars and learn more about the grant writing process. Pay for some of these people to go to these seminars and conferences free of charge. Allow the youth to come in who are on their way to college so they can get a taste of what this field is like. Give them the right to attend this workshop for free. Allow them to go to school and have money set aside in the form of reparations to pay for their training in sustainability and organic gardening, greenery, in those areas. There's so much going on where there is going to be a big, big conference coming up in La Crosse, Wisconsin, a three-day conference where adults can be trained on writing grants, answering RFVP, where children can get the on-site information of what is the organic industry, what areas are you covering, is it beans, is it alfalfa, is it grains, is it milk, is it vegetables, is it fruit. You're going to be able to gain this information on this three-day conference that's coming up in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Now, what am I saying about sustainability and reparation? How can Obama get this money to us in the form of a reparation package? There are many ways, and they've already been packaged for communities to sustain themselves through becoming greenhouse organic gardeners. There's something also called aqua organic, where they are actually growing catfish in the same water that they're cultivating their organic gardens, right in their basement. All of this will be presented and introduced at the seminars and workshops. You must find out who and where they're offering these workshops and attend so you can be brought up to date on all of the projects and programs that are out there. Here's a chance for us to go to Obama and say, Obama, you got a chance to possibly introduce some of our reparation in the form of grant money so that we can start our businesses all over again in the area of learning to organic garden. Now, does that mean that you have to have a green thumb? No, that means you may have to go to school because you're going to have to understand soil. And that doesn't mean go out there in the audience and use clay and dirt that has sand that will never yield food. You have to understand what soil is. There's silt in the soil, there's mineral in the soil, and there's all sorts of copper and iodine in the soil that you want to make sure that is there. You're going to have to know how to treat the soil so that there's soil that is able to reproduce. So you got to go to meetings. So you need to find out if there's grant monies to go. So you need to find out, can you incorporate and write a business plan? Is there any reparation money set aside to pay for those lower socioeconomic people to attend these important seminars and conferences? Why am I so set on this? I've been talking about this over a year now, sustainability, organic gardening, greenery. I put out a pointer early on in talking about the importance of sustainability for African Americans. I talk to people romantically, feverishly, and begging them to be a part. I have gotten contact with one of the representatives for the state of Indiana that asked me to put together a group of women who could start the process of greenhouse gardening. I have had that meeting with those ladies and gathered them together to talk about what possibilities there were to help them to design a business plan and assistance and also funding to attend the conference. I've done my part. I'm trying to get you informed so you can do your part so you won't have to say, well, we've never been given reparation. Believe it or not, this is a form of reparation if they pay and give you waivers and give you some type of scholarship to attend. This is a form of reparation money, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to go in there begging. You can ask for a fellowship, ask for a grant, and that could be counted as reparation. Yes, it can, according to OMI. I really believe that Obama wants to get you involved because there's not enough African-American minorities involved in sustainability projects. That's what OMI's projects stand for. As a home ec major working in the environment of agriculture, I've always been interested in how we can take something that our ancestors used called gardening and use it to our benefit. I've always been interested because our family had a garden and we used it to live off of. Here's a way you could use it to gain funds off of as a livelihood. Why not, ladies and gentlemen? Why not go and find out how it could be connected to reparation and find out what scholarships or internships or fellowships are available to you? You don't want to be left behind. We always wait till all the funds are gone. Then we said, I would have liked to have gotten into green recycling. I would have liked to plant that garden. I could do that flowering. I could have a greenhouse. But by that time, it's too late. The money's dried up. Why are we always a day late and a dollar short? That's because we don't like reading. And we don't like going the extra mile to find out about something. If it's not on TV, and if it don't come to us like this. Who is it? It's somebody from recycling, greenery, trying to get you involved in going back to school. Going back to school? Oh, fool. Go next door. Who is it? It's somebody from Obama Group. Trying to give you some recycling money and possibility for a fellowship. Well, come right in. Have a seat, young man. we signed a petition here, see how many people would like to go and get training and find out how they can get a business plan to go back and start organic gardening. Put my name on there. Put my husband's name on there, too, and my children, too. We'll all be there. Well, congratulations, ma'am. You just won you a trip to go to Wisconsin, La Crosse. Well, I thought that was La Crosse, Wisconsin. Oh, well, yeah, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and you go to the conference for free. We'll be sending your tickets in the mail. Now, you see there? The person next door missed out on the opportunity because they weren't familiar and weren't up on things. We got to get up on things, ladies and gentlemen. We can't be stupid all of our life and stuck on stupid. We got to understand that Obama's trying to get reparation to us any way he can through seminars, fellowship, and internships. But you got to be willing to take the journey. Some of us don't want to go around a backyard and back. Come on, ma'am, you're going to have to go up front to the next preset or to the next community to get this money. Oh, I got to, you mean I got to wade the water? I got to go on the other side of the east side? Well, have you been on the west side, haven't you? No, we stayed over here on the north side. They don't want us over there. Now, here you go again with your phobies. You're scared to make a move. So you wonder how come we don't have programs. You don't get up and take advantage of them. Obama wants to give us some programs. I said Obama wants to give us some programs, but you got to get up to go to him. You can't be afraid all your life, and you can't be talking stuff against the system when you don't take advantage of what the system has to offer. That's right. Take advantage of it. It's all right to learn something new. And believe you me, it won't be something new once you realize in your cosmic record there lies your ability to garden. You are a natural gardener. It's in your instinct. You put me on the field, and I put my outfit on, my sun hat, and the sun is not beaming on my head. I go to work. You can go to work, too. And you can have a job for yourself and create a profession for your children. Here is an opportunity to bring reparation into the scene while Obama tries to get block grant money into every community in the form of reparation and in the form of introducing recycling, introducing how to do electricity by panel and solar energy. All of these new found professions are open to our young people. Why don't we take them to these events, Mom? Why don't we get them involved so that they can start a new journey? And they can look at getting funds to help them get off the ground. But you got to take a chance. Reparation is not going to come into your house in a package like this. Federal Express. Oh, Federal Express is at the door. I'm looking for the Camerades. Do they live here? We be the Camerades. Camerades, special delivery from Obama. Said he's trying to get some grant money in somebody's hand, and we'd like for you to come to Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C.? How many miles did you say that was? Ho, I can't travel. I'm afraid of flight. I can't travel. Tell Obama I can't come. I can't come. I can't come. Now, you got a phobia because you can't fly? Then send your husband. Send your child. Send somebody. Send the dog. Send the cat. It don't matter. Take advantage of what's available. And stop being afraid to go around the corner to get something done in your household or your community. Reach out on faith. And no matter how difficult you make it, think it may seem, step out on faith. And if you can't get there by yourself, have a proxy, get an advocate, get somebody to go in your place. But stop bypassing all these opportunities and then saying, ain't no opportunities for us. We don't never get nothing. Things don't ever come our way. When they gonna come to the ghetto? The ghetto got to get up and go to the city. I don't care if your downtown area is tore up from the flow up. Get up and go wherever you have to go in the suburb to find out how to get hooked up and get the hook up for the connection. But I bet you if it was township trustee and they were getting ready to pay somebody's electricity bill, I guess it would go something like this. Who is it? This is Township. Township, come on in, Township. I know y'all. Come on in and have a seat. What's up, Township? Well, we're getting ready to cut off that opportunity for that extra money, for that wraparound program where we give out that extra electricity. But you got to sign this petition so we can keep you getting the winter weather warm extra fees for that electricity. Give me that pencil and paper. I'll sign that. Need township to give me my money right now. I bet you they'd be on it right then and there because they know something about township. Because, see, whenever somebody's giving something out from township, they recognize the name, but organizations they don't recognize, they very rarely support or sign petitions for. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to become more astute to what's going on in your community and get involved. It's hard for Omi to watch the news. It's hard for me to sit down and watch the blatant news because I hate to hear about the part where people are killing one another. I have to sit up all night to listen to the internet to find out what's going on. But guess what? You're not going to keep me away from any newfound information. What is out there, I'm going to find it on the internet if I have to. And you have to wake up and find it elsewhere off the television on the internet. If you don't have a computer, go save your money, bank your money, get one of those projects on the radio, on the TV where they let you put down $5 and pay $20 a month and get yourself a computer. Because in the end time, you're going to need a computer to find out what's going on in the system, to be able to take classes and webinars. You're going to need that computer. It's going to be your best friend. Now, you buy everything else you want. You got people talking about all the gold they got and all the modern clothes they got. But when you ask them about technology, they look at you like, a computer? Girl, don't you know that computer costs a lot of money and the upkeep is even more greater? Then upkeep the computer and get one and get up to date. Because right now Obama's trying to get reparation programs in your hand, but you got to be ready when they come. And you got to know that when the time comes, you have to make allowances and take advantage of opportunity. Opportunity only knocks one time. Will you answer the door when opportunity knocks? I hope you will, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere this Friday talking about the same thing, reparation. We're going to give you a little sabbatical tomorrow, and Omi's going to be out working out trying to get these hips down. So I'll be out and about at the exercising room tomorrow. I hope you get your exercise, and I'll see you on Friday. Hopefully our guests will be in on Friday. If not, you'll have your ever-loving Omi speaking at you in the atmosphere. So go in peace, and I will see you Friday, same time, same place. Remember, I'm off on sabbatical tomorrow. You won't see me, but you can go back and listen to my tapes on demand. I wish you a great evening, and I'll see you on Friday. Oh, double and baba booey to you, y'all.